Price, go. Told my niggas been a cold year. They wanna see me sideline like Odell. Graham gone, only memories and old mail. I gotta eat, they on my street, I'm like, oh well. Both my brothers had the world and then they both fell. Same bitch, got them both on a coke cell. Kick my feet up when you with me, no I won't tell. Catch a body, need a driver, I could call Michelle. Free my bros, they all in jail. Free the guys, that's all the time. Ignore them niggas, I don't all the swine. We ain't doing no arguing, we shooting like it's garbage time. Niggas acting too tough on the net, like I'm hard to find. Never will I point the finger, I'm biting any charge of mine. Pull up to the show, dolo, L-Dub ain't far behind. Why wait till the stars align? Bogart like the yard is mine. Go hard, this the quarter five. Got them plotting when I'm harder, I ball out on your starting five. Only me, heart of a line. Kept 100, I ain't charge a dime. Ask the streets, I got all receipts. Well done if we caught a beef. Still here, never saw defeat. My bros know they can call on me. Only fuck with them, no monogamy. Cut you off, trust was probably breached. Gotta flee if your dog a leech. Told my niggas been the cold, yeah. They wanna see me sideline like Odell. Graham gone, only memories and old mail. I gotta eat, they on my street, I'm like, oh well. Both my brothers had the world and then they both fell. Same bitch, got them both on a coke cell. Kick my feet up when you with me, no I won't tell. Catch a body, need a driver, I could call Michelle. Free my bros, they all in jail. Free the guys till they all free, they count on me to give them hope. Jump ship, I get a bigger boat. Picture me ever living broke. You say you thorough, ain't this a joke? Did my time, I'm a different goat. Ask about me, I was pitching coke. Made it home, my nigga Richard Stoke. Young city rap, I had to get with folk. Your bitch text said she missed the stroke. Never hit, just dip the throat. Goodbye to bitch, I'ma rip the hoe. The love is real, don't mention bro. Nigga told me kiss his ass, so I caught him under that mistletoe. Gang green, call me Piccolo. Wasn't about nothing, just a principle. Do it better, they gon' ridicule. Heard he ran off on a plug. Guess sometimes you gotta bend the rules. Just came home, now you in the news. Won't get to see his kids finish school. Don't recognize him in the visit room. If you don't know, you better get in tune. Told my niggas been the cold, yeah. They wanna see me sideline like Odell. Graham gone, only memories and old mail. I gotta eat, they on my street, I'm like, oh well. Both my brothers had the world and then they both fell. Same bitch, got them both on a coke cell. Kick my feet up when you with me, no I won't tell. Catch a body, need a driver, I could call Michelle. Free my bros, they all in jail. Free their bros, they all in jail. Free my bros, they all in jail.
The Inbox.
What it do, what it do, what it do. You know who it is. It's your boy, Feral Mo.
And JT.
And we got a special guest host with us today. None other, you know, he was on the show last season, but, you know, he wanted to come through and chop it up with us and talk a little shit, you know. So we got a guest host today. It's my man, Deech Wade, Mr. Worldwide Eats.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing today, brother?
How about yourself?
I can't complain. How was your day?
Normal. Today was my day off. Today was my day off, so you know I had the little twin with me all day. You know what I mean?
How was that? How was the young lad?
Ah, man, lovely man. Fatherhood, just in general,
nice.
Able to spend time with the kids, that's always a blessing, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Shout out to all the fathers out there.
Yes, sir. Father's Day is right around the corner,
Father's Day is right around the corner.
I do not want to see these women posting, I need, this is Father's Day for me, this is Father's, nah.
I don't fucking
You have Mother's
hear.
Day, men have Father's Day. Leave it at that. If you're a single mom, you're a single mom. There's single dads out here, too.
And I don't want a fucking tie. I don't want a tie. You know what
a
I'm
card
saying?
Is, a card is plenty.
A card's cool, but you know, listen. They make Mother's Day out to be something, which, you know, I'm not saying that it ain't. It, you know, Mother's Day is a wonderful day that we all should celebrate our mothers. However, when it comes to Father's Day, I feel like we get the short end of the stick.
I mean, dads do.
You know what I'm saying?
Dads do. Just look at when you take it to court for custody.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, dads get the short. It's the deadbeat dads that fuck it up for the good dads.
Nigga, that's I want something more than a card. God damn it!
All I need is a card. My daughter can draw a little picture for me, and that's cool. Actually, like, it's all about the kids. I don't even care. Like,
make me some chicken nuggets. God damn it! Something. Shit.
It ain't for the kids' mom to do something. It's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
It's either a day for you to spend with your kids, or a day for you to just be free and. Do whatever you want.
Relax, right?
Yeah.
You get to choose.
I ain't doing shit today.
Exactly. Mother's Day, I made sure I did the dishes and all that shit. Took Nico wherever. I'm like, you can have the day just to chill. Do whatever you want.
I feel
half the day because she got up in the morning, but still.
Still, right. Well, happy Father's Day, guys.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Well, before we get into the topics of the, you know, of the episode, let's get into this word of the day.
Word of the day.
And ladies and gentlemen, the word of the day is egregious. There's a lot of egregious things that's been going on lately. And, for those of you that do not know, egregious is an adjective, and there's two meanings. And the first meaning is outstandingly bad, shocking, you know. And the second meaning means archaic, remarkably good. I never knew that.
So it's like extreme.
Right. Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. I think of bad things when I think of egregious.
I do too.
You know, I think of like some
that was
real
egregious.
Yeah, it just sounds horrible.
Sounds bad.
It just sounds bad.
I think it would be meant in like a positive way.
No, right. I didn't think that.
Yeah, like she got an egregious case of, I don't know, fucking herpes or something. I don't know.
My God.
I guess that's a bad example.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, if it's egregious, it
I guess
bad.
Extreme breakout. I guess
I don't know, man.
Damn.
I don't know. Look, I guess it could be anything. But speaking of egregious,
a nice little segue.
Let's talk about this elephant in the room that I think everybody, unless you're living under a rock, has pretty much heard about in some form or fashion. Let's talk about Brother Love. I thought I'd be done talking about Brother Love, but this motherfucker boy just keeps on popping up. How much dumb shit can you get yourself into?
Well, here's the thing. That was from 8 years ago, right?
Right.
The video that just came out. But like he knew there was video.
Right,
so why would
video.
You go on record of denying all this shit when you know damn well this video exists? Like, what do you think is going to happen? They're not going to put it out? Like, the feds ran into your crib. Nobody got arrested, which is weird. I've never heard of that. But the feds run into your crib. You think that video ain't going to come out? You talking about you never did? Like, I get it. I guess you got to plead your innocence. But come on, bro.
That's that massive manipulator shit, though.
Yeah, right.
Like, I know niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know niggas
deny.
It's like, bro, no, I know you can't. You're not denying nothing. I know.
I watched you do it. Now, I think he actually had the tape, and they just happened to when they raided his home, I think they happened to get the tape. And, you know,
think about that.
Egregious, grimy-ass motherfucker sold that tape off to CNN.
If that's what happened, then he's going to end up beating this case if he can prove that. Because you can't just, like, if they found that during the raid and then they put it out like that, not through court, he's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Because think about it. In order for that tape to get out, like, I feel like he knew, like, obviously, you're aware there's cameras around.
Or maybe Cassie's NDA is up now.
No, that shit ain't up. Yeah, that shit. That yeah, that, that shit ain't that up shit that for quick. Life. Yeah, that's right. For yeah forever. That's it. But I feel like that you know, he might have paid the you know people off and got the tape and that be that.
He, I mean, he could have.
Because I would have made it disappear for a certain amount of change.
When you're that powerful, you can do shit like that.
Like I'll be Stevie Wonder. Yeah, you know what I mean. I didn't see shit.
They said that was his motto. That's like that's what he do. He pay that bread, or you know somebody that. Favor for favor type
threaten
shit.
Threaten them.
Yeah. Now, when I said that, I don't want to sound like I don't want to. I didn't mean that for that to come off as harsh or not considerate. I'm just saying, I'm gonna mind my business. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna mind my business. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, that ain't harsh.
But
that ain't harsh.
But somebody might look at that I as mean, like, but as me seeing that, I should say something.
But unlike his bodyguards, you ain't gonna sit around and watch it happen. And then now, when everybody's piling on, just
thing.
Be like, oh well, yeah. he did this, that, and that. Like, why are you talking now?
Yeah,
you let it happen.
You let it happen
without saying nothing, taking all the money. Now the money dries up, and you now it's cool. And it's cool to talk now. I don't like that.
Yeah.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that video that came out, it was hard to watch. I ain't gonna lie, man.
I mean, he...
That shit was hard to watch.
And he kicked her
when
she was on the ground. Like, that's
fucked
up. That's just one incident.
Right, right.
This in public. So, in public.
So just imagine how many... Just
in
woke
his
up
crib.
And she just in the bed, just a quick smack or some shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because he did that in public.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing damn well there's cameras and all through the hotel.
Right, right.
So imagine what he was doing at his crib. Yeah, man. For 10 years.
Eggshells. She could.
Oh, my God. Did she even walk around? Well, I mean, the story's out there that he made her get implants. Well, she got implants. He made her take them out the next day.
Yeah. He made her shave her head off, shave her head, all that shit. But
damn.
At the same time, she was also on tape saying, I wish he would marry me.
I mean, you've seen women in abusive relationships before.
Yeah,
it ain't that easy.
Mean, it's
it
not
ain't that
easy
to leave.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say
fact,
here in front.
Matter of fact, I was at I'm not going to say where I was at, but I was at a store recently, and I frequent the store. And I was in there, and one of the workers in there was talking about how she's in an abusive relationship. And just like at random, I don't even know how it even came up. And she just started talking about it and, you know, how he beats her, this, that, the other. She, you know, this is the second relationship she's been in where she's been abused. And I'm like, well, you're talking about it. Like, you're saying it out loud. I barely know you. Like, I see you in here, but I don't know you.
Right.
I'm like, so if you're telling me, that means you're ready to leave. Like you're ready,
yeah, ready,
so
right?
Like you gotta make that shit happen.
Right.
Like I know it's not that easy, but yeah. So
yeah.
And this is normal people,
right?
Working regular jobs. Imagine now you have millions, and she's trying to be a star,
oh,
and he can blackball her and ruin
well,
her career and
he
take all her money.
Blew up a nigga's car.
Yeah, I never heard that story until recently.
Dog,
did he
yeah,
really
he,
blow
he,
up?
That's a true
did that,
story.
That Kid Cudi's
really,
car really blew up.
It really did blow up.
That's crazy.
Really, like
that's
yeah.
Some mobster shit.
And then, well, I just heard this like couple days ago. I didn't know. So, I guess whenever they broke up or whatever, and she left, like he would follow her and shit. I guess he went to her house and all types of shit, and. Pretty much like raped her, like dog, some really sick, fucked up shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And like just wouldn't like let her go. And she wanted to leave him.
So she was trying to leave.
She was trying to leave. Yeah,
so
I mean,
she probably thought he was gonna kill her if she left.
Right. You know what I mean?
And now the stories are coming out he was abusing Kim too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, there's been rumors that he had her killed. Anyways,
yeah.
Didn't she die like on a jet ski or something?
I don't know how that went.
Yeah, I ain't never seen what she really died for. I don't remember.
Or no, she
that.
Had like some mysterious like just died.
To my understanding, it seemed like it was just like kinda like out of nowhere.
Random.
Right, random. Real
natural
random.
Causes at 40.
Right.
When you weren't sick.
Crazy shit. I do want to touch on something that was kind of it was posted on online, and I reposted it, and I caught flack for it, even though I specifically said I'm not caping for this dude, and as a matter of fact, I even said take Cassie out the situation, take Cassie in that situation out of the equation, and this is like what guys deal with on a normal basis. And I'm going to read it to you guys. And, you know, just tell me what you think. But pretty much the post went as the, you know, this is what the post said. Cassie personifies the three stages of a modern woman goes in her dating life. First stage, she was in a relationship with a good man, Ryan Leslie, who treated her nice, but she would leave him the day Diddy visited them at a studio session. It's called hypergamy, the insatiable nature of a woman of wanting the most powerful man. Mm. Second stage.
I can already see why you're getting in trouble.
Right.
I missed the post, but I can already see why they hate you.
Well, let me finish. Second stage. Now she's with Diddy, this powerful man who literally controls the music industry. In her mind, she thinks this powerful man will push her to the next level. But her music career starts declining. Instead, the man sees her for what she sees, a shameless opportunist. Mm. So he uses and abuses her. Mm. Third stage, now washed up, probably Diddy done with her. There's always a new pop star who wants to mess with the boss. She leaves the relationship, finally settles with a real man, a man who will heal and didn't damage. There's really nothing to feel pity about Cassie in this whole saga. It was just karma. Damn.
Damn, that's a little
far. That's a little much right there. Yeah. I don't think that's karma. But she left Ryan Leslie heartbroken, with only to end up literally broken by a man he left Ryan for. It should be a lesson to all these women, those rich, powerful men you run to. Majority of them view you as nothing but toys for their own pleasure.
That's true.
So
that I would agree with that.
So what I meant to say is take Cassie out of that equation. That's literally any female, because if I was just being Joe Smo, Joe Smo, if who's one of the top rappers? If Chris Brown walked in the room and I was with my girlfriend and Chris Brown walked in the room, if she had the chance to fuck Chris Brown, she's going to fuck Chris Brown, right?
I mean, a lot of them would.
Right. So she's going to leave the regular dude that's going to treat her good for a more powerful, richer person.
Groupies.
I mean, it depends.
It's the type of woman that you're talking about.
Yeah, like.
Well, ask 10 women if they wouldn't fuck with Chris Brown with a boyfriend, and watch what they say.
It depends on what ten women you ask.
I'm married, so I fully believe that
mine wouldn't, Deitch's right, wouldn't, right. Yours then, wouldn't. You know what I mean?
That's what I firmly believe.
My sister-in-law wouldn't. My other sister-in-law
I'm talking, but, not married, you know, but I'm saying now, with a boyfriend.
Now, so, like, the groupies, like, when we're in our 20s now and you're dating somebody and you're just dating, I can see that. You're out and the girl's out going to the club.
I know.
Looking for attention.
I know some older girls.
It's a certain type of a woman. It ain't all women. So
well, not all.
It's a certain type of woman. Like, yeah, when you have that mentality, like the come up mentality, like, I want the next big thing. I want somebody. I mean, we all met them. We all fucked around with bitches that only want dudes that got money, hustlers, all this, that, the other. You know, they want that fast life. They think they want that fast lifestyle. That's the type of woman that would do that.
Right.
But
then come to find out, the dude's a piece of shit. And you was probably better off sticking to, you know
but
what
they
I mean?
Wanted somebody, that lifestyle. They weren't necessarily worried about the personality. They wanted the lifestyle.
Yeah, and they got to know what comes with that.
That
shit ain't free.
That all comes back to the game, you feel what I'm saying? You got you got players that's trying to play the game and then they're not really ready to play the game. Right. So they play the game and they actually get played. You see what I'm saying? Right. So if you're that type of female and you're looking, like if say, just say if Cassie was, you know, thinking the way he say she was thinking as far as, he's powerful. He can help me expand my career, blah, blah, blah. If that was how she was thinking, then she played the game wrong because she should have kept, she should have had her, her goal and her end game already in play. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not falling in love. So once she fell in love, if she actually did fall in love, then that's when she lost because now you're getting played.
Well, she did. She cheated on her boyfriend with Puff.
But you're crossing the wires, though. Is it about your career? Is it about falling in love?
Right. She fucked up, though, when she cheated.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if that was the way she was thinking, then, you know, you just lost. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's the game. And that's just for anybody, whether it's a dude or a female.
Exactly.
And you're trying to play the game. You got to be willing to lose because in life,
if you're playing a game,
you got to take L's.
Don't play the game unless you're willing to lose.
Exactly.
And this is no way of us sitting here saying, like, Cassie is to blame for anything. It's just really, we're just speaking in general of the situation.
I mean,
in the text.
If she is that type of person, like, what that post was about. If she's that type of a woman, then yes, she put herself in harm's way. That doesn't mean it's okay for somebody to
put herself in
a bad situation.
Right.
Are you gonna get on the plane when one of the fucking wings is falling off?
No,
but if you do and that plane crashes,
you're accountable for whatever
happens.
You
put yourself
in
a bad situation. But if they're still taking this plane off, you expect it to make it to the destination, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily your fault, but, like, you could have probably made a slightly better decision on where you put yourself.
Yeah.
And regardless, though, he was, just make it clear again, though, he was clearly 100% wrong.
1,000% wrong.
You know what I'm saying? He's just fucking sick. You feel what I'm saying?
He probably fed her the game too. Mm-hmm. She's playing the game. He's feeding her the game. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take good care of you. I'm gonna make your career better. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna do this, that, and the other. Meanwhile,
he's a predator. He was just playing like a whole. He played his own game. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
He played like a different type of game. You know what I mean? He didn't play it to like, well, I know
he truly is a sexual
predator. You know what I mean?
He really is a sexual predator.
It's crazy.
If you think about that,
it's crazy.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
Coward. Crazy. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I say coward. That's one of the main things that, you know, pop in my mind when I see shit like that. It's just like, you're a fucking coward. You feel what I'm saying?
Abusing the weak. Well, not necessarily weak, but weaker than you.
Right.
No, I want to.
Bully.
I want to play something, and I want y'all to let me know what you think about it.
Allowed him to do no shit like that around me. That's why he probably never did nothing like that. You understand? When I got the aftermath, when they told me to go over to St. Luke's Hospital, because Puff was over there in the hospital, that was the aftermath. People who commit crimes around people who commit crimes. You know, Puff know who to do that stuff around. And that was crazy, man. When I looked at that thing, to be honest, I thought that the people who was watching it, because you know at those hotels, they have security personnel that watch that stuff. And if they didn't call the police, they should be in jail. I don't care what nobody say. You know, whoever watched that tape and didn't submit that to the authorities, they should be brought up on charges.
Was that the bodyguard?
That's the bodyguard.
So, shut the fuck up. Because you didn't report
he didn't do nothing to the authorities.
And you know about all this shit.
Yeah.
What he was saying,
he was there for the aftermath. He was saying he didn't personally see nothing. He just,
that's what I would say too when I went
into a room with someone. All right, damn, I don't know what, like, y'all
fight
with somebody else. Did y'all fight? You know what I mean? He just basically don't know what's going on. You feel what I'm saying?
How many times do you come into the aftermath before you put the pieces together? And like, it's I don't know. And now but why are you talking about it now though?
Yeah.
You didn't say nothing before.
You knew that
shit happened. You didn't know that happened until just now? Come on. You're the bodyguard. You're there every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard to believe.
How many other people know?
He allegedly saw Meek Mill go in that room. He allegedly saw Usher
right.
go in there and kiss somebody on the mouth after that, she was given fellatio.
Yeah.
Ain't that the video you played? Yeah.
So, after she just got done sucking Puffy's dick and you go kiss Usher in the mouth.
Yeah, so I mean, he saw all that.
He saw all that. Yeah, he's dude. Gene Deal's a wild dude, man. He's wild.
Like, well, keep your mouth shut. Like, you were the bodyguard. If you didn't talk then, you can't talk now. You shouldn't talk now. Like, that's what you signed up for.
Right.
It's all for money though, because you know them bloggers. You know they pay him a couple of dollars to come and get them interviews and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Especially like Vlad.
Yeah,
he paid people to get their interviews and shit. So 9 times out of 10, probably. You got to take probably 60% of what they saying is the truth, and the other 40% is trying to juice it up for the
right
for the views, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so.
But why are you even talking, though?
Yeah.
Because once you're in a position like that to be somebody at that elite level's bodyguard, that's like a Secret Service agent talking about what happened during presidency.
Right.
That's like, I don't know. I feel like that's lawyer, client lawyer confidentiality.
Privilege.
Like,
yeah.
you can't do that.
Now,
he's a piece of shit.
Now, I also feel like if Puffy can lie about, you know, this stuff that he did, what else has he probably lied about?
Everything.
Everything. Now,
ask Aubrey O'Day.
Yeah, right. Now,
ask Freddie.
Yeah, I mean, what didn't he lie about?
One thing that I feel like he lied about that I think he's definitely responsible for is the murder of Tupac. I think that nigga's responsible.
Mm. I mean, it's
It's everywhere now.
All the pieces point to it, you feel what I'm saying?
You know, even if they can't get Puffy on this right here, I feel like they should kind of dig a little deeper and investigate that. But it's kind of hard.
I mean, now's the time to get people to talk.
Yeah. Unless Keefy D is going to talk. But I got another clip. I want to share it and see what y'all think.
The million-dollar question. On all four of those occasions, there's San Diego, Anaheim, Irvine, and Vegas. Which ones do you actually talk to Puffy at? Every one of them. Which of those four is it when you talk to him about murdering Tupac?
It was really about both of them. Either one of them. It was
Tupac. Tupac and Suge, you mean?
Yeah, Anaheim.
After a concert in Anaheim, Keefy D claims that he attended a party with Puffy in a hotel suite. So it's Harrell, you, Puffy, Zip, and a bunch of Southsiders. And what Puffy makes kind of an announcement?
Yeah. That was stupid as hell, too, you know.
What did you actually hear? What was the words, the best you can remember, what he says?
Shit, he said he'd give us anything for them dudes there, you know? Yeah.
He'll give you anything for these guys' head?
Yeah. He said it in front of all the people. I couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying?
In Anaheim?
Yeah. All home full of Crips.
So this is after Jake got killed. So yeah. he was on point. He was worried about something happening.
Yeah.
She looked at miles off about a bunch of different stuff, so he was scared.
He was scared to death, yeah.
Okay.
A few months later, at Greenblatt's Deli, Keefy D claimed that Puffy Combs furthered the solicitation.
What happened that made it something other than just him frustrated and boasting? Now, did a specific, like, hey, I'm serious. Like, hey, I'm serious. I want you guys to kill these guys.
I mean, when he told me the greenback.
How's it go? How's the conversation go? I mean, okay, listen, I'll do it, but I need $500,000, or, you know, I've got somebody who will do it, but I need $300,000. I mean, we need really specific details regarding that.
Yeah, we want a million.
You said you walked downstairs. Did he say, come meet me downstairs?
Yeah, he said, come on downstairs and talk to
you. Oh. He tells you, seriously, man, I need to get rid of these guys. I mean, he's looking at you in the eyes. And
yeah.
He's like scared.
Yeah. In your opinion, the specific reason he asked you to come downstairs and talk to him was about that thing, not about liquor or anything. Yeah. It was about that.
Well, okay. Yeah, yeah.
You tell him we'll do it for $1 million, and he's like, okay, I'll do it for $1 million.
Yeah.
He agrees. You shake on it or something like that.
He, man, we'll wipe his out quick. You know, it's nothing.
Who brought up the amount of $1 million?
He did.
Puffy did?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it you?
No.
That was the interrogation?
That was the interrogation. So, I believe that's real.
Deeps, I know this hits your heart. Everybody's a fucking rat. Well, everybody talks. Listen, if you're going to do some dirt, if you're going to do some shit, literally do it by yourself.
Got to.
If you can't, if
got to.
If it ain't your fucking mom that you're doing it with, don't do it with nobody else because they all talk.
Dude, and even if you're doing it by yourself, dog, you know how many cameras is around?
But it's
safer. Hey.
But who you going to tell?
Right. Nobody.
They all talk.
Listen, that's
the
one thing
toughest
you
of the tough,
about.
the gangsterest of the most gangster, the certified, the triple OGs, they all fucking talk.
They all do.
They all talk. I don't understand.
They all talk.
I don't understand. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a street dude. But if I'm, I just don't understand.
If I do the crime, I'm gonna do the time.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, man.
I don't get it. Why I gotta tell? Why I gotta tell? Now, if I pick you up and you're like, "Yo, stop here," you run in and rob something and get back in the car and we go. I'm telling. That's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we conspire to do some shit together, if I get caught, I get caught.
Right.
Gotta take it on the chin.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. And here, and this is insult. This is like a insult to injury right here. I'm gonna play you something. This is an insult to injury. So listen to this one.
Yeah, Puffy definitely did that shit though. He got him killed.
You could see when somebody loves somebody. You could see when somebody hates somebody. And when I was around him, I could see that he hated Pac. You know, but then how could you hate somebody that you try to do all the things that he do? Like, remember Pac had that Versace shirt on, that yellow Versace shirt on. Puff went and bought a yellow Versace shirt. All the girls that Pac used to date or was seen or people thought they date, from Sally Richardson to his baby mother, Sarah, he went after them. You understand? Just check this out, man. And it goes so deep, whereas that they patterned the bad boy sound and the bad boy music out of what Pac was doing. You know, when Pac did I Get Around, Biggie went from partying bullshit to, I'm a player. You know, I'm a player. You know, he did it. He did a great job at it. But, you know, that was that Pac formula. It just, it went on after his death. He hated somebody that he idolized because he started taking acting class. He just started doing all the shit. And I don't blame the man for, you know, milking the system and doing what he wanted to do. But, you know, it was just, you could see that the man had some animosity or some kind of hate for the dude. You know what I mean?
That right there.
I
put the nail in the coffin for me. At least for me, because I don't know, man. I like you guys here, we're people of a certain age. I remember back then, Tupac was my favorite.
Still is
my favorite. And at this age, bro,
top of my good list.
And at this age, dog, I don't even know if I could look at Biggie the same.
Why you say that?
Because, man, you were dissing after this man died. You dissed this man after he died. You know what I'm saying? Even Puffy did. Puffy, yeah, bro. Like, I don't like that, bro. I don't, dog. Yeah, I don't like that. Like, they dissed this man even after he died.
Where did it all go sideways with Puffy and Big and Tupac?
when he went to jail and Big ain't come visit him once.
That's it.
I mean, well, how would you feel? You went to jail and Twan ain't come visit you not one time.
But I ain't gonna want to kill him.
But he's the king of Atlanta. You're down. He supposedly runs Atlanta. And, you're and you in got his shot. Hood, and he can't find no. He can't give you nothing on who the hell shot you, so you can get back, or so you can handle how you want to handle. He's playing like he don't know what's going on.
So that,
but he's the
that
king.
That means
though.
To me, that means more than not visiting him in jail.
Well, what I'm but that leads to that though. Yeah. So it's like, okay, damn, bro, you're not going to come to the prison and be like, yo, bro, this is what I know about the niggas that shot you. You just not even going to just come at all.
Right.
You just going to act like
no phone call.
You just gonna act like we wasn't just like this. I wasn't just
because
like,
they were tight.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where, and I was speaking off of. I don't know for sure. You feel what I'm saying? Of course,
but you're
know
putting
what,
the pieces together.
Only know just... what, yeah. I only know what he may have said or what the media have said. But I'm also thinking if I was in that position,
right?
And if that was your
saying?
Boy,
and that was my, you supposed to be my boy, and I'm in Pittsburgh, and you run Pittsburgh, and I get jacked in Pittsburgh. You, I'm expecting you to let me know something,
something
because you is the king of Pittsburgh supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, so now you're not the king of Pittsburgh, you just frauding. So now, okay, so now you some just some fake ass nigga that I thought was real now. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right.
So which one is it?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Can't be both.
You
yeah,
can't
be can't
out
be
here
both.
Saying you're this and you're that, and then when it's time to you know,
prove, yeah,
prove,
show
you know what
prove.
I mean, show that, you know, flex your muscle, you're like,
mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't, I'm, you seen
you're
the,
a square.
Like, you
yeah,
the
you're
video,
a square
you seen
now.
The pictures of the video, these niggas was like,
now you're a square. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, bro, that's and that's just how I would be.
See, now that
too.
Makes
see
sense, but him not coming to visit, like, okay. I that don't.
Yeah,
but the other shit,
not,
that's
but,
heavy.
No, not
that's heavy.
But okay, let me take a little bit of that back, cause you took it out of context how I said it. Not just because he didn't come visit, but he didn't come visit to let him know something or to look him in the eye and tell him, yo, bro, I ain't had shit to
either
do with
that. Either I didn't have, yeah.
You see what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, my bad, I can't find nothing on it, but I'm
yeah.
here to tell you, my nigga, I ain't had shit to do with that
yeah.
shit. So you can't even come look me in my eye and tell me that?
Right.
And then what made
after
it
I'm
even
thinking at you,
you
see what I'm saying?
You.
That's
yeah.
going to further
you.
Let me know, okay, so this nigga do have something to do with it.
Yeah.
He do know.
Well, yeah,
you just,
now
like,
you're looking suspicious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then what made it even more egregious is, nigga, I'm in Rikers Island, and on Hot 97, they're playing Who Shot Ya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, bro. And
it all adds up. Yeah.
Right.
See, I don't know the whole story.
Right.
That's why. Yeah,
and
that makes sense.
And
that
then he's saying he in jail, and all these niggas is saying free Pac, free Pac, free Pac, but none of them niggas is coming to see him. None of these
yeah.
niggas is reaching out. None of them niggas
they're
is saying,
shit.
Right. None
yeah.
of them niggas is saying, hey, yo, this is what I know. This is what, bro. You know what I mean? They're just like.
They ain't saying nothing.
Free Pac.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just everywhere all free Pac, free Pac, but. So he's looking at it like
that's
these
why
niggas
I
is fake.
Fuck your bitch.
You know
right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nah,
right.
I get it.
Right.
Yeah, bro. Nah, I get it. That's what I'm saying. Niggas don't. Niggas, from the niggas from the outside that
I
don't follow
it.
Pop really
yeah.
don't know the whole story. So yeah. they just know what little commercial shit that the commercial. But if you look into the whole facts of the whole situation, it was deeper than just him getting shot and him just saying fuck Biggie and fuck him because he's paranoid. Nah, like those is just actions of a nigga that either knows something or really don't fuck with you like he said he was fucking with you.
Right.
You see
either way, it's fucked up.
Either way, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because if you get shot in my hood, if I bring you, you know what I mean? Like this is supposed to be
yeah.
my shit.
Yeah.
Hold up, well,
even
I'm
if you're,
find,
even
yo,
if you're
who,
not a big
right.
gay, I'm a no, like
yeah.
you're my guy. I gotta
exactly.
do something.
Yo,
I gotta say something.
Make some call, yo. Who the yo? Who
yo,
was them niggas that got my nigga?
Fuck?
Yo, you
yeah.
feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, this ain't nah. This ain't how I roll. You feel what I'm saying? This
right.
is my shit. You feel what I'm saying? Even if it ain't my shit, yo, this
well,
is my
if
neck
you
of the woods.
Then it, also, like, you're not safe then.
Right.
So you don't care. You don't care to know who did it because you're not safe. If that's your bro,
right?
You're not safe. So then you must be involved. I
exactly.
get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Because if you do yeah. feel safe, if you're not
if you
thinking
feel
like
safe,
damn.
If you feel safe and you don't need to know who it is,
exactly.
then you have something
you
to do with it.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So it's mm-hmm. like, it's deeper than what
mm-hmm.
you just got to think about. Damn, what if I was in them shoes? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
How would I be thinking?
Right.
You feel
what I'm
betrayed
saying?
Like a motherfucker.
You'll be
right.
like, yo, damn, fuck these niggas, bro. I thought these niggas was my, I had mm-hmm. this nigga, I let this nigga sleep on the couch. We ain't had nowhere to live. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to be like, hold the fuck up, nigga. Yeah, that's how you gonna do me?
Right.
You
the only
saying?
Nigga that came to help was Suge.
Y'all left guns in the hotel. I ain't say shit about that.
Right.
begging them they left their guns in the hotel. He ain't say shit. Yo, I took the bullet. I fought the case.
Yeah.
I ain't say shit. And this is how y'all do me. You feel what I'm saying? I'll be pissed too. I'll be like, fuck niggas too. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Right. It's so you set me up with the guns and...
Because now you
set me
right,
up with the guns.
Right now you're thinking like, hold up, so were you just trying to get me out the
you
way?
Set
then?
Me up. Well, yeah.
Some jail shit.
That
I
was safer.
It?
That was safer.
Right, the safer route, nigga.
And then you couldn't win, so now right. You're trying to take me out. Yeah, I get it.
I always go back and
damn.
Forth. Yeah, I always go back and forth.
Shit's
I always say, is Shook Knight really the bad person?
I mean,
I don't think
Shook
he
shot
is.
Me. Machiavelli shook shot me.
Yeah, I don't
remember
I don't,
that conspiracy.
Yeah.
Hey, I was young as hell. Believe that
like,
shit.
Yeah, right. I believed it. I was
feel
like, oh.
I feel like Suge might have been the most honest from the gate. Like, he was a muscle. He was a muscle.
He was
like,
a muscle.
He gonna fuck you up. He gonna tell you to your face. He gonna fuck you up. Right. But there ain't no secrets.
Right.
So, I mean, he gonna run you over with his car if he has to.
Yeah.
That's what he's in prison for now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But dude,
so,
but
like.
They said he like as a boss. They said he was doing
he
shit
was
that that nobody would do for his people and shit. You know what
it,
I mean?
It sounds like he kept it all the way real. He didn't play.
Yeah, right. He didn't
if
play.
There was a question on if I have to think that you might not be doing me right, then we have problems.
You have a problem, right?
I'm not gonna ask you. That's what it sounds like.
See, yeah. Suge should have had someone. With experience in the music business on his side also. You see what I'm saying? He was trying to make all the decisions based off what he knew. You see what I'm saying? He should have had someone telling him, like, that knew the game, like, yo, bro, we need Pop all the way secure.
But the thing is, like, who's...
He's the investment.
But the thing is...
You see what I'm saying?
The music execs are rich white people who have never lived... That
right.
Sort of a lifestyle.
Well, not the,
that's intimidating to them.
Yeah, well, not the guys behind the scenes. You
like
feel what I'm saying?
Drake,
I'm talking about the people. I'm talking about the people that got experience that's in the field, like the A&Rs that's looking for talent, or the person that
the person that be in the know
when it comes to the hip hop, because you know they got people out there that's coming back and feeding them information because they're not in tune with the shit because they got their, I mean, they're worrying about other shit. You feel what I'm saying? So those people, he should have had a few of those giving him a little game like, yo, you're doing everything great, but this is what you need to do in this area. You
but
feel
maybe,
what I'm saying?
But maybe that was his biggest flaw is that he didn't want that.
Right, that's what
maybe
I'm saying.
He,
right.
Maybe he didn't want it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and that's why I don't know. So, I don't know that much about Suge, but now, like.
Because Pac is the investment, bro. You just got to look at it like the bag. You got to look at it like your money.
I mean, look how we move, right? Look how I'm moving.
Think about it. If this is what's going to make you rich, wouldn't you want to protect that at all costs, correct?
I have conversations.
At all costs.
With
Twan,
I have conversations with Twan every day about every little decision he makes. And he don't like it, but, like, you just can't. You just can't do normal shit. Like, you can't do normal shit.
Right.
Like, you're not Tupac level right now, but you have the potential to be. So you can't do normal shit. You can't just be outside. You can't just pull up to any bar. You can't just.
Suge
you can't do the
up.
Shit you did 3 years ago because it's not always safe.
He was trying
Someone's
to play both sides,
against
bro.
You. Yeah.
He was trying to play the streets and he was still trying to play the businessman when he should have been the businessman thinking like, look, Pop, get the fuck up out of here. Like Suge came over and started helping.
How
like,
hard
no,
is
nigga,
it to turn that off, though?
You should have came over and been like, nigga, get the fuck,
get the fuck
snatch
yeah,
Pop
right.
the fuck up. Nigga, get the fuck over here,
but
nigga.
How hard
we got
is
30
it
niggas over
that
here
off?
That can handle that, nigga.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? That's what Suge
But how hard is it to turn that off? Honest answer.
I mean, at that age, and that much power is probably super slim. You
the
feel
more
saying?
Power you get, the harder
but,
it is.
But if you look at it, if you're playing for the long haul, if you're looking at the long term,
but if you but
then
but if
you
come
need
from
to
but if
play
you come
chess.
From that lifestyle,
you see what I'm saying?
The long haul is not ever. In your mind, it's always
right, and that's going to be the downfall.
That street mentality is tomorrow,
and that's going to be
no,
the downfall.
Like, next week, there's no next month, there's no next year. It's tomorrow. That's as far as you look ahead, right? In the streets,
Death Row could have been the biggest thing ever when it comes to music. You feel what I'm saying? But Suge was trying to play, like you said, both both sides of the fence. He was trying to be in the not be in the streets, but he still had that street mentality, and he was not going all the way with the business mentality. You feel what I'm saying? He basically showed what happens when you try to mix the two.
Right.
Basically, that's basically what he did.
What I've learned just from like my little bit of experience being in the industry is, it's not like corporate America, because I'm from corporate America. It's more like the streets, so I think that fools people, because all the dealings and the business moves are like ad-libbed. They're not. It's not like if you hit up Microsoft right now to do a deal with Microsoft, there's going to be like all these checks and balances in place, and you have to meet this person, do this, do that, do all these things. But in the music industry, you could literally do a deal tomorrow that you just thought about today.
Right.
Whereas, like, if you try to do a deal with Microsoft, it might take you 2-3 months before the deal is signed.
Right.
It's more like the streets. It's weird. Everything seems like a scam.
Right.
Because there's not as much of a structure to it.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say, I guess. So I get why you could get caught up in it and not be able to separate the two, because it still moves like the streets. Especially hip-hop music.
Oh, yeah.
Now, but pop music, country music, that might be different. But.
Right. But that's why you got people like Jay-Z that thought about the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he came out on top.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he thought about the long haul. So whenever you...
Was he next on the chopping block, though? Because the rumors are...
Possibly.
The rumors are there's some shit in his closet, too.
Hey, there's some shit in his closet.
I'm pretty sure there's...
You got to step on some necks to get to the top.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some in all of their shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think about...
50.
I feel like 50 Cent might be like the only person I would say that ain't got shit
all his
going
shit's
on,
all
bro.
Televised.
Yeah, right. I feel like he the only one that's legit.
I feel like I'm a good person, but if I went to be a politician, I'm sure people could find something on me.
No, I'm sure.
So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Plus now it's even worse because there's Google.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to find something out. Shit.
Right.
But, Let's take a quick break for this, this new jam from my guys, Mighty Duck and Manos. It's called Heart Cold, and I got a shout out to my man Rich. You know, he sent it to me fresh off the editing table. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go on YouTube and check that out, Mighty Duck and Manos. It's called Heart Cold, but we're gonna play it for you right now. So check it out. Tell me how you like it.
The Inbox.
Fashion low-key, strapped in it, bitch, ain't gonna lie, shit on low-key, raining on bad shit or owe me, they can't tell me what I'm on, strapped in it, things, she ain't tell me shit I'm on, and I get them all, she ain't tell them I'm on, and we get you all, we can't push you if you're on, yeah, putting on these chains, shit, you know I had a chain, ratting in the game, shit, you know I ain't in playing, fucking with your hoe, I'm going insane. Shawty so smart, only when she give me brain. Let my lyrics cry while I let the beat sing. Look inside my eyes, man, I swear you see the pain. Heart so cold, ice running through my veins. I am Mighty Duck, yo bitch know my name. Yeah, I'm with the game, but I never had to bang. Fuck with my bitch, cause we on the same thing. I'm so fly, I don't travel on the plane. I'm so toxic, I'm fucking on your name. Niggas crashed out cause they all in my lane. I'm a real nigga, you don't even gotta explain. Learn from mistakes and you gotta maintain. Chase somebody up if they reaching for the chain. I made my bitch mad, so I flew out to Spain. Winning in this bitch, man, I'm popping champagne. Shawty had to leave right after I came.
I ain't sugar for the pain. I ain't no sugar, I got dirt with me. Nigga on my rear, you know how you really stand, homie. Nigga on your head if you ever try to fuck with me. Stand a little too close, I might have to put a foot in. I'm by myself, but I ain't lonely. You can't yay high, don't below. Ain't know the way you can't, little bro, get home. If you talking to me, gotta show me. I believe in the visual. Every time I step out the machine, they really smoke.
Really smoke. They can't tell me what I'm on. Strapped in that thing, she ain't tell me shit I'm on. And I get them all, she ain't tell them I'm on. And we get you all, we can't push you if you're on. Yeah. pulling on these chains, shit, you know I had a chain. Rapped in the game, shit, you know I ain't even playing. Fucking with your hoes, you know I ain't staying. I'm going insane. Shorty so smart, only when she give me brain. Let my lyrics cry while I let the beat sing. Look inside my eyes, man, I swear you see the pain. Heart so cold, ice running through my veins. My veins, my veins, my veins, my veins, my veins, my veins.
Inbox.
Yeah, shout out to Mighty Duck
Mighty
and Manos.
Duck and Manos.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to them. Heart Cold. Go check that out.
Let's get it.
Now, let's switch some gears.
Uh-oh. Got me nervous.
So, y'all know we're coming straight from Pittsburgh, you know. And I'm gonna speak for myself. I'm a Steelers fan. Are y'all Steelers fans?
Absolutely.
Hey, we're
if
Steelers
you're from
fans.
Pittsburgh, and you're not a Steelers fan?
Hey, I know some of them.
Then you had to grow up around Cowboys fans,
or San Fran,
or something's wrong with you.
Terrible, terrible. But you know, we're Steelers fans.
It's not safe to not be a Steelers fan.
No, it's not.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. As a kid growing up, I was a 49er fan.
Me too.
That makes sense.
Because I didn't know no better.
Right.
I don't know that. Hey, nigga, you live in Pittsburgh. Nigga, what are you doing? You see what I'm saying? I didn't know that.
But as you understood.
Right.
But once you understood, what happened?
Like, hold up, nigga.
Yeah.
We're
the best of the best.
Yeah.
49ers. What the fuck am I doing?
Right. I'll never make it to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And we're the best of the best.
We're the best of the best. Yeah, yeah. Didn't know until I knew.
You gotta love to be a Steelers fan though, man.
But how y'all feel about this NFL draft coming in 2026?
I'm excited. I'm going. I have to go.
I'm going. I will be there.
We're going to go as media members.
We're definitely going to be doing that.
2026.
Yeah, they
Pittsburgh.
Is, ain't they?
I'm about to rent my hotel now.
Yeah, you know what?
We got to go. We have to go.
Have to, bro.
So should they tank in 2025 to get one of the top five picks?
Absolutely not. We got
to
win.
It's impossible for us to tank.
It's impossible.
They just gave them the hardest schedule.
We're just always in the middle as far as like the talent. So I feel like the worst we're going to finish is a fucking 9-8. I feel like 9-8 is like
I
don't see us going 8-9.
Three of the top five hardest schedules are all in our division, because obviously in your division you play pretty much the same teams,
right?
And they stack the schedule so that out of the last 10 games, they play each other twice. Why would you do that?
After
Thanksgiving,
you go into your division games.
Yeah, that's when they start.
Yeah, that's fucking
dumb. I gotta play Baltimore, Cleveland, and Cincinnati all twice within the last 10 games. And then add in Kansas City and Philly.
Right.
So that's eight of the 10 games, and then there's two other ones. I don't remember who they are.
Bro, like those games. Those are the games where you're going to get the most injured players.
Well, I'm not necessarily injuries. You're just playing the top team. So,
there's going to be some injuries that come with that.
To beat one of those teams, anyways, is going to be tough.
They're going to be leaving that.
And then now you got to do them all back to back to back.
However, I do feel like we got a strong enough defense.
Yeah,
and our offense,
the line is a little better, and now
we have a quarterback.
Competent quarterbacks.
Right, that's the main thing. Competent quarterbacks.
But I mean,
however, I feel like last year, if we started with Mason, we might have probably did a little.
Can we
bit
talk
better.
About Mason? Can I say something about Mason?
Yeah,
I apologize to you, Mason Rudolph, because the city of Pittsburgh never gave you a fair shot, and I didn't realize it until last year. This man was Ben's backup. He was never getting first team snaps. He came in when Ben was hurt. Then he came in, and it was supposed to be his team. He got hit in the head with the helmet, right? And then Duck came in and tore it up, so he didn't get to get it back. So he's never really had like Mason. This is your team. Let's go out here. We're behind you. Like you got all our support. Take over. He never had that opportunity, so we don't know what he could have been. Watching him in college, I thought he was going to be decent. He was going to at least be decent. Mm-hmm. But he never got a fair shake. And you know how hard it is to be a backup.
Right. It's very hard. I know he was looking like Tom Brady at the end of last year.
Because it was his team, and we're going to let you play. He looked decent. He looked good. He looked good. I'm sorry. He looked good.
He wasn't missing receivers. I'll say that.
I would have rather have him be the guy instead of picking up Kenny Pickett, especially when you got Trubisky. Now you got three of the same quarterback.
Trubisky.
Average at best.
If we would have been firm in whatever decision we made, we would have been all right. But being the fact that Pittsburgh was acting like it was their first year ever playing in the NFL, didn't know what the fuck decisions they wanted to make.
It's hard when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback for that many years. It's hard. It's hard.
But
it's rare to get somebody like Ben, somebody like Patrick Mahomes, somebody like because Ben's up there with the top 10.
But I'm not even talking about as far as quarterback situation. I'm talking about in decisions. Period.
Oh yeah, coordinator.
You're changing your coordinator. You're signing Mitch Trubisky, thinking that he's going to take us to the Super Bowl.
Nah, bro.
He didn't do nothing with Chicago. They're getting rid of him. So you're picking up somebody's leftovers.
Justin Fields didn't do nothing thinking with Chicago. But he has more potential.
But he's still young.
Trubisky, we know what he can do.
But he was a top pick, too. They had two first-round quarterbacks.
Yeah, Trubisky was number one on their squad.
I know, but there's a reason why Chicago is getting rid of him, though. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? My thing is, you're picking up somebody's. Now, I can understand that Mr. Trubisky had a solid career, and we already know what he can do. You see what I'm saying? But we're picking up somebody's leftovers, average at best. So we're picking up an average quarterback, hoping that he's going to take us to the Super Bowl?
An old average quarterback. Old.
You see what I'm saying? Fuck that. trade a pick, get a pick and go for a great quarterback instead of trying to settle. You had to settle for Kenny Pickett because of picking up Mitch Trubisky.
They should have never picked Pickett. And this is what I'm saying. Not that I knew Pickett was going to be that bad, but like there's a reason he was in school for 5 years. But also like you don't waste a first round pick on a maybe quarterback. You don't do that.
Right. That you're not going to throw in on game one.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Either he's your guy or he's not.
Exactly. And you can't, so that goes you can't with the
be,
decision
you can't
again.
Be iffy.
Right.
You can't be iffy.
You're picking
on
up
a first
this,
round quarterback.
Right. You're picking up
pick
this dude,
something else then.
Bench him. Let him play for the. Don't wait 4 games. So we already know what Mitch Trubisky could do, bro. Yeah. We know.
Yeah.
Put the kid in there, and who knows? He might have had
and with a rookie quarterback, let him fucking play.
Let him play.
And then you figure it out later.
Let him play.
Or make him sit.
Worst
case, you're going to put him in there, don't try to make him structured.
Right.
You got to let him play.
Because worst case scenario is, say they become the last place team.
Mm-hmm.
You get number one pick. Draft the number one quarterback. There you go.
Quarterbacks lately haven't been as good coming out. But Caleb Williams is supposed to be the truth. That's why Chicago. Chicago was willing to give him up.
I did, out of spring the OTAs, I did hear from Chicago. He was killing.
Well, he has the build.
He's really putting into work, even in films and all that.
He's one of those guys where like. After he won the Heisman, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got bored last year. His team wasn't that good.
Last year it was a dude from LSU, the quarterback.
LSU quarterback.
Yeah.
Who? Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels.
Penix should have probably won it.
Yeah. Penix. Yeah,
Penix was the one that was lighting up Ohio State at Indiana.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do y'all think, though, we are going to do with that offense?
Russell is the guy for this year, no matter what, unless he is completely terrible. Justin Fields is not going to be the quarterback. They might put him in for like gimmicks and whatever, but it's Russell's team, but only for 1 year to get Justin Fields healthy, to get him an understanding of the offense. And then unless Russell lights it up, it's Justin Fields' team next year.
Right.
I think Russell is going to light it up.
I think.
And we,
he probably just feels so comfortable now.
Right.
Denver did him dirty.
They did him dirty. Yeah,
they were trying to treat him so bad so that he would do something stupid so they could cut him because they knew that they couldn't afford him.
Right.
And they ended up backfiring. Mm-hmm. We got him for the low, low.
Yeah, they did him dirty.
They did. And I feel like he's in a better place. And they even said he's doing great.
And he looked great coming into camp.
Right.
He looked like he was in really good shape.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see. Plus, like, but he's not like he's a Super Bowl quarterback.
Injury to change the whole trajectory of a season for a team.
Yeah,
and that's what's crazy about football.
But I feel like he's a Super Bowl quarterback. I don't feel like he lost it. He was just because even prior to him going to
Denver,
it's not like he was really doing bad in Seattle.
He was doing decent.
He was still doing decent. It was just time for them to move on.
Yeah, the Legion of Boom was
the
gone.
The defense.
I mean, Geno Smith was doing his
Geno,
thing.
Yeah, Geno Smith's and doing his thing.
They realized he was still just Geno Smith.
Right. So
Geno did his shit, though, last year, though. Yeah. Geno was on his shit last year.
Until the real Geno stood up. He's a good quarterback, but he's not elite. That's the thing. If you want to win in this NFL, you got to be elite.
You got to be elite.
Because it's catering to the offense.
You got to
be elite.
He got to have multiple seasons like this to start. Mm-hmm.
He's Jameis Winston, but a little safer. He's not just going to throw it. And Jameis Winston is Brett Favre to the T.
Mm-hmm. Dog, I did like Jameis Winston.
Let's see the W.
I did like him.
Did you see that video? You never saw that video?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. You never saw that video?
Nah.
Let's see the W.
I probably did. God. Probably just forget.
Let me see.
He throw some crab legs or something?
Nah. Boy, yeah. So, in that story, so my kids went to school with one of the kids they went to school with, his dad was a motivational speaker. He worked with the Colts. He worked with Florida State. So he knows Jameis Winston, and he was telling us stories about him and stuff. I feel like Jameis went to that store all the time, and bro behind the counter was like, yo, go ahead. You want your crab legs? Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. And then maybe it was new management.
Right.
Maybe who knows? He thought he could just go in there and get his crab, or his boy wasn't there that day. He went in and got his crab legs like he does.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't getting that IO money. And he left with the crab legs. And they're like, yo, whoa, ho, whoa. And he's probably like, I do this every week. It's Crab Boil Friday, whatever.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Like, I feel like he was going in there and they were letting him do it. And then one time they didn't. I don't feel like he went in there and stole crab.
No. Right.
That just doesn't make
sense. That doesn't make sense. Especially because, like, you're Jameis Winston.
He could have had any little bra go get him crab legs.
Right.
He was getting those crab legs until that day.
Especially if you ain't no other prior instances of that or
thereafter.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, okay, so he was a stiller. A thief. You feel what I'm saying?
But
like,
you're Jameis Winston. You play for Florida State. Your team is on a way to fucking being number one. If you're not already number one, like. You mean to tell me a booster ain't gonna get you like 5 pounds
exactly.
Real quick? You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. Dude, come on. He might even slide you something else.
Right.
You know, like,
here, take the Benz to go get the get the crab.
You know, hey, you know, take her with you. Right. Yeah, something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know if these kids is playing the game right. This should be fucked up out here, man. But now with this money that they're getting, you know, hopefully they make the right decisions, right choices.
And for the record, I want to put it on the record right now. I am picking the Steelers to win the Super Bowl this year.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Hey, there here we go.
It's tough. I can't.
As long as, okay, Emil, as long as we're healthy.
I can't, but I mean.
If Russell is healthy, I'm saying the key guys. If our key core is healthy, we win the bowl. if we're not, obviously that's not going to be enough to dethrone Mahomes. You feel what I'm saying? We have to be 100% healthy to beat him. So that's why I'm saying that, because he is our only, like, to get there, we have to beat him. We're not beating him at 80%, 95%, 99%. We got to beat him at 110%. Right. You see what I'm saying? So we do. So if we're not going into that matchup 110% healthy, then scratch it. We're
You got to punish him. Pause.
But I believe
I think I found that Russell the W.
But listen, Russell, I feel like Russell is a I think that's a great pick, man.
I do too.
I think he's going to fit our system.
Now, did you hear that we're going to we picked up a receiver, a big name receiver, we can't announce it until camp.
Let me play this video real quick. I don't know if this is the right one, but let me play it real quick.
After I say one thing, I want everybody to look at me. I'm going to pass it to Corn after I say one thing.
Let's go.
That's a W. Let's eat one. Let's eat one. That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight? How many eat a W tonight? Yeah. Corn,
hey, come here. That's not all.
You see that.
Yeah, it looked like he was eating some crab legs. Nigga. Ugh.
King Crab.
Oh, man. So
let's talk about, so we was talking about this before the show. Were you about to say something else?
No. Good.
Let's talk about Bronny real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about Bronny James.
Bronny James. Nepotism at its finest.
This is what
all the rich CEOs do with their family members. LeBron is doing the same thing, and I applaud him for that.
Yeah.
But I will also say this. Bronny had a heart attack. He shouldn't even have played last year, in my opinion. So you can't judge him off last year. I really wish he would just have played one more year in college. But this might be his window, because they're saying he's only measuring at 6'1", so that's tough. He has those, like, intangibles of an NBA player. He's just not like an outright flat out killer scorer. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's going to be a great role player. And he's fucking 19.
Yeah.
He's going to be a great role player, I think. He's not going to be like a killer superstar. He may never average more than 10 a game.
I don't know, man. I feel like he could be. I feel like, I don't want to say he's going to be a better player than his dad as far as, like, the physical attributes and how LeBron can just dominate a game like that. I think he's going to be, I guess what I'm trying to say is he's going to be a good,
like TJ McConnell.
He's going to be a good Robin. Like he could learn
to be a floor general and be a point guard. He would have a better opportunity, but he's more of a two guard.
Is that nigga Ball Ball?
And that's the problem. And he's only like 6'1". They say Bryce is like close to 6'7".
Dog, that's going to be the one.
Bryce going to be a problem.
They say he's going to be the one.
He was playing against Cooper Flagg, who is the number one high school player right now. And Bryce is like a year or two younger. And they were dunking on that nigga.
Bryce is.
I think Bronny is going to get where he need to be only because of his mentality. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
He's not listening to, because a normal teenager at that age with all this criticism and all this critiquing of him would already broke down. Would already say, you know what?
Mm-hmm. But he's been dealing with this since he was like 7.
I'm going to just go back to college. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to just go. But matter of fact, I ain't even going to play basketball no more. You see what I'm saying?
He's been dealing with this since he was like 7.
You see what I'm saying? So he's built for that. So I think that he might not have it right now. And I'm not even going to say he might not have it right now, because we don't know. He hasn't played against NBA caliber players, so we don't know.
But actually, he's probably been playing against NBA caliber players for years.
But that even helps his case even more.
So maybe he's not a good college player. Maybe he is an NBA type player, and that's what they were saying. Like during the college season, he's built more. I think Gilbert Arenas might even have said it. He's built more for the NBA versus college.
College
is more like you got to shine, you're a superstar. But he's built to be a role player in the NBA.
The combine, he's a
good defender.
They say he was out there outdoing all them niggas at the combine. Mm-hmm. I mean, so if he's outdoing the niggas that y'all saying is about to make the NBA, what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
And his high school teammates. Three of his high school teammates in the starting five when he started are in the league.
Bro, it's like what I just think it's more. I think it's more just plain old hate for LeBron. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
That everybody is saying. Because my thing is, if he's going out there and performing better than the guy you're saying are going to get picked 20th in the first round or the 18th, what are we talking about?
They're saying he's like ranked like number 54. That's still second.
You see what
round.
I'm saying? What are we talking about here? What is he supposed to do? Go out there and not play better than him? Then if he don't, then now you're like, oh well, damn, and
he's a bust.
He can't even do that with these guys. But then when he do outperform them, it's still a loss. He feel he's still not ready.
And they're all
the guy he outperformed is ready, but he's not.
They're all probably going at him because it's Bronny,
right?
So he's a target.
From the door.
So they're all trying to kill him.
From the door.
And the combine, all that shit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if Giannis's brothers can be in the league, no, why can't he?
Bro, that shit's crazy.
If Giannis's brother is in the league,
dog, you want to.
Why can't
That shit's crazy what they said about Giannis's brother. Giannis went to, I guess they went to Adidas for a shoe deal, and they said, the only way I'll sign the Adidas contract is if my brother gets a shoe contract. They was like, yeah, we'll talk about that later down the road. He was like, "Oh, no thanks." He goes to Nike. He's like, "Yeah, I'll sign with you guys if my brother gets one." He's like, "Yeah, sure. Whatever you want." And then he's like, "Yeah, my mom got to get one too." So his mom got a Nike shoe.
Well, he has a company with his he has a company with his brothers and they do all kind of different shit. I think tech and shit.
Oh, sure.
But yeah, so shout out Bronny James. I'm a big LeBron fan. I know it feels like nepotism, but Maybe he is good enough to make the league. Maybe he's not. If it were me, if I had to make the decision or I could decide what he does, I would say one more year in college. But also, that could probably hurt him.
That could probably hurt him.
Because if he's not the 25-10 type dude, then he's going to look bad because they're expecting him
to be. And it could drop his draft stock.
But he doesn't have to be that to be in the league. There's a lot of role players in the league. Everybody that can't start.
Right.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, there's a sixth man, there's a seventh, eighth. Some teams go 10 deep. Most of them only go 8. But, mm-hmm. like, you need a Christian Braun. You need, you know what I mean, a Dante DiVincenzo or whatever.
Right.
You need a, what was the dude from Golden State that took Clay's position? Podziemski.
Oh, shit.
Podziemski.
Damn. Yeah. You need Clay's that. Been sticking it up.
He got his spot back.
Yeah. I don't know for long.
I mean, he had two career-ending injuries back-to-back.
Yeah, he passed. Anyways,
I know you had something else. You had Caitlin Clark on.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Caitlin Clark, man, because, you know, we talk about, you know, we talk about the NBA, but I know one thing, and we talked about this before. WNBA is definitely going to be a thing for me this year. I'm definitely going to be checking out a lot more different NBA, and I'm definitely going to be checking out my homegirl, Camilla. What's
Cardoza.
Her name?
Cardoza. She got hurt.
Yeah, she did get hurt, but you know,
for other reasons, not for basketball.
No, no. Hey, homegirl, she dunk, man.
She ain't dunking.
I'll dunk on her.
So do y'all think that Caitlin Clark is going to?
She's the LeBron.
Get it together.
So they're 0-5. So they're 0-5. Yeah. I just watched some highlights from last night's game, and she looks like she's still able to do what she was doing in Iowa. First off, if you're the number one pick, you're going to a trash team. Let's just keep that.
Right, keep that in mind. Yeah.
And then Aaliyah Boston is not playing well. She's not playing well at all, and she was a superstar in South Carolina. And the WNBA is one of the hardest professional leagues to make. They only have, I think, 8, maybe 12 on the roster, but I think it's 8 on the roster. And there's only 16 teams, I think. So there's not a lot of there's not a lot of spots. Her coach is trash. And the reason I say that is what she was saying about how the way she plays. She was damn near calling her out in a press conference about she has to change the way she plays. Caitlin Clark is bringing money to the sport. She's bringing eyes to the sport, whether she's white, black, whatever. Embrace that.
Yeah.
They want this money, right?
She's making it. She's making it better for y'all.
Embrace it. I think she'll be fine. I think she'll be fine because she plays free. And that's the difference. Mm-hmm. She has that mentality where she don't give a fuck about nothing. She's playing free. She's gonna be fine.
Yeah, I didn't realize like how really good she is. She really is good. But like you said, she's on a trash
team.
She's
not very strong though.
Right. I think she'll develop that.
You gotta hit that weight room a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. She gotta, you know, get some weight on that butt.
See, but I'm used to seeing players like Skylar Diggins come in the league and shake up the league from the door type shit. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm still
Maya Moore. Diana, you feel what I'm saying?
My WNBA GOAT.
I'm right. used to them, Aguma K. I'm used to them coming in, the girls like that coming in and, you know, shaking the whole league up from the door. You feel what I'm saying? So whenever I hear, and I ain't follow, I don't follow college all like that. You see what I'm saying? If something catch my eye, I'll follow that person. But as of late, I haven't. So
she's
I just been hearing,
Curry.
Yeah. So I just been hearing things and seeing like highlights and stuff. You feel what I'm saying? And my thing is, if she is who the internet hyped her up to be, I feel like she should be making a difference as soon as she come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just like I said,
I feel like she is, but it's hard when you're on an ass team.
She plays like Steph Curry. Well, I would say more like Damian Lillard. Actually, she's more like a Damian Lillard. So like she'll light it up. She's great, but the team ain't winning. Same with Dame. Like his team don't win.
So then my thing is don't crown her great. Don't crown her so early then.
She's the greatest women's college basketball player ever. She is. She didn't win a championship, but she made it to two NCAA finals.
Yeah.
I can't say that. I don't agree with that.
You gotta see more work.
I've watched Breanna Stewart fucking dominate, nigga. Dominate.
Yeah. She was undefeated. She won all 4 years.
I've seen that.
She had a great team around her. All of her.
Maybe because I watched that. You feel what I'm saying?
Half of her teammates made it to the WNBA. She is the only one that's going to be in the league.
That would even make what Breanna Stewart did even better because she's still outshining the same girls you said that made it to the WNBA.
No, what I'm saying
is... You see what I'm saying?
I'm talking about college. I'm talking about her college career. She had a great team, and a few of her teammates made it to the league.
Right, Caitlin, that's what I'm saying.
Caitlin
whenever
Clark
she was in college.
Made it to the national championship game back-to-back years, and none of her teammates are making it to the league. That just shows how great she is to carry her team to that level.
It may not
translate to the WNBA... to Breanna Stewart's level,
right?
But she's that good. She's good in college.
But that's just to me. I feel like Breanna Stewart was a better college player than, and it might be because I didn't.
She had the best college coach.
I might not have watched her as much. You see what I'm saying? That could be.
I mean,
my
she
I'm
won
saying
four.
That, you see what I'm saying?
They won four championships in 4 years.
But I'm going by
that
what
you can't deny that.
You see what I'm saying? Even players like
Caitlin
Ella Della Dawn, you feel what I'm saying? Even players
you
like
you're dipping back
like
into the well.
Candace Parker, I could go
Tennessee.
You feel what I'm saying?
But you're dipping back into the well of the best two coaches ever in women's basketball. Pat Summitt and Gina Auriemma.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't define what those players I just named did, though, whether they had a good coach or a bad coach. They did what they were supposed to do in the position they were in. You see what I'm saying? But so all I'm saying is, as the media and as us being fans of the game and whatnot, the way she's being spoke of,
she's like Steph Curry and Dame Lillard. She's a scorer.
But if she's the best in the WNBA ever, bro.
She's not that yet.
I'm college. I'm sorry. If she's that in college, bro, then that needs to be translated as soon as she, I'm sorry, as soon as she hit the league, bro, if that's the case. Because if not, then don't, then the girl that I said before that made an impact as soon as they came to the league.
Did Breanna Stewart make an impact right away?
Yeah. Yeah.
She I was, mean, I don't remember. Her first year.
That I can't, I'm not even going to say what it, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. Yeah, let's look it
let's
up.
Let's look it up, because I don't like research.
To, yeah, because if cause it ain't a know. Fact, I'm one of people that don't like, especially when it comes to sports. If I don't know for sure, I don't want to say it, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But I'm almost sure her early years, she did make an impact.
Yeah, let's check. So she was an MVP in her third year. Let's see what happened in her first year.
That's good. I don't see Caitlin Clark definitely being an MVP the next couple years.
I mean, I could see it because she scores a lot.
She did score a lot.
She's scoring over 20 a game now.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. 2016, Breanna Stewart, and she's 6'4".
Damn, that's a tall woman.
She's averaging 17, which ain't bad at all. 17.8. I don't know. We shall see. I just think Breanna Stewart
in 2016, she averaged 18.3.
Which I guess that's good, you know, and, you know, for WMA, you know. I don't know how the females score like that, you know. I can't imagine it being like, NBA scoring like 40 or 34 or something like that.
She was not an all-star her first year, but I don't know if you can be.
But shout out to all the WNBA, you know, the females she in the league. Get that money.
She won Rookie of the Year. She was Rookie of the Month every month. That's dope.
Bro, Breanna Stewart was a beast, bro.
She still is.
Yeah, I was down whenever, the beginning of her career. Watched her through college, bro. That was definitely my favorite player at the time. She was a beast, bro.
I got into it, like, when WNBA first came out, I got into it back when it was Lisa Leslie and
Tamika Catchings.
Swing Cash. Shout out to my nigga Dennis Cash.
Swing Cash.
Yeah.
So she's a two-time MVP, five-time All-Star, career 20.8 points, 8.7 rebounds. I'm pretty sure she got a couple chips in there, don't she?
She got two.
Yeah, she got a couple. And she got a couple rings under her belt. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's a hard for Clayton the Cart to come through and overcome that. I don't know. Diana Taurasi. Are you saying she's better than Diana Taurasi?
No, that's my goat.
You see what I'm saying?
Goat. I'm saying she hasn't. You see, she's played five.
I ain't even talk about her.
I already brought her up. Caitlin Clark has played five WNBA games. In college, she is the leading scorer of all time, and she led a team of regulars. In my opinion, regulars.
No disrespect
to those players.
So she the AI of college.
She's the AI of college.
Took some bum to the motherfucking chip.
Yeah. Twice. Back-to-back years. None of them are going to the league. She took them both. She took them back-to-back years.
And didn't they beat a solid South Carolina
juggernaut
team?
Last year, they beat a juggernaut South Carolina team.
Right, right.
They beat LSU this year in the semis to get there.
Right.
So, like, I mean, she was great in college. We'll find out what she is in the WNBA, but
After five games, it's going to be hard to tell.
Yeah,
it is.
And you go to the worst team.
Yeah,
I just
and they played the top teams from last year.
The way they the way
Seattle Storm in 2016, their record was 16-18, and that's Breanna Stewart's team. So a losing record her first year. So we're on the same trajectory.
Yeah. But no. But
end of discussion.
But
16-18.
But she was still dominating, though.
She averaged 18 points.
That's she averaged 20 for a career. So
we're talking first year.
So if you average Caitlin Clark's less than your career,
Caitlin Clark's averaging 17, right?
So if you got two rings under 20.8, then 2 points under that as a rookie season, that's not bad.
Right. It's
so
not bad.
So that means if she would have averaged two more points, she could have been a champion. If those stats got her, you know, those stats got her two rings.
Right.
Two MVPs.
So
Caitlin Clark's not doing too bad.
She's not.
So she's not.
I don't follow her. I'm just going by what I'm hearing.
We know
you see
how
what I'm
hard
saying?
It is. And in basketball period, we know how hard it is as a guard to be a leader on a team and take your team to the promised land. It's right. Forwards. Forwards do it.
I don't know, man. Kobe and
Jordan are like the only one.
I just expect the headline to be when I wake up, yo, Caitlin.
Well, she
Clark.
Had 10 turnovers in her first game.
You see what I'm saying? I'm just hearing like a whole. I'm just sitting on social.
But
I'm just hearing like
Stewie,
the bad. I'm not seeing like
Stewie didn't have
no snapping shit. Like, oh, she's gonna be a problem.
Stewie didn't
you see what I'm
have,
saying?
Right, right.
Stewie didn't have the same pressures as Caitlin Clark.
No,
Caitlin Clark got them chartered flights, which is funny because. It's $18 million for their charter flights, which is also the same salary they made last year. So they could have doubled their pay or taken chartered flights. What would you take? I'm taking the money.
Hell yeah.
I'll keep flying, coach.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just bringing a lot of eyes to it. Like, they're getting – people are paying
attention. People are getting deals, yeah, out of it.
And well, I need to wake up to a story headline that says Caitlin Clark fucking went bananas then. See what I'm saying?
By the end of the weekend.
That's what I want to see.
By the end of the weekend, you'll see that.
That's what I want to see.
I think, you
by
know
the
what?
I don't want to hear 10 turnovers. You see what I'm saying?
By the end of the weekend, you'll see that.
That's all I'm saying. I don't want to hear 10 turnovers.
By the end of the weekend, you'll see that.
Because I've watched – of hoopers come out of college and the girls, you feel what I'm saying? So for her to hear, for me to hear 10 turnovers and not fucking some crazy numbers, I'm upset. Cause that's what I want to see. Yeah. I want to see. Okay, I want to agree. I want to be like, yo,
yeah,
Caitlin Clark's
true.
A fucking problem, bro. That shit's
will
crazy.
Jump on,
you see
will
what I'm saying?
Jump on, you will jump on yeah,
but
and co-sign it.
Right. But if that's not what I'm getting, then that's not matching the energy I'm hearing on the internet. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Say, be like, yo, she was great in college, but she's going to have to prove us this. Say that, then not still keep
well,
saying.
Diana Taurasi said it on that interview, and everyone was upset.
The only one that kept it real, right?
Because she, I mean.
She would know.
She know. So
it,
why?
The transition is, it takes time.
Takes time.
Like, she's great, but it's different. Because this is the hardest league to make.
Right.
We're only taking 30 people, 25 people, and then we're going to cut 10 of them.
Right.
So right. Like, it's hard to get there. It's a different animal. But I mean, yeah, man.
I guess we'll see. But before we get out of here, I wanna get your guys' picks on who y'all think's gonna be in the finals. The NBA finals.
Mm. The way I feel like Minnesota has enough.
I was just about to say
to win,
I think.
But they're not as skilled because Kyrie and Luka are special. We know that.
Yeah,
but
pure talent.
But I don't feel like either team is deep enough to really. I'm surprised either one of them is where they are right now. To be honest, I don't feel like they're that deep.
I don't know.
Boston should handle.
Yeah,
Indy
Boston should handle Indy
because Boston's better, and Porzingis is going to be coming back. Game four, they said he can come back.
Tyrese just got hurt.
Did he?
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton.
Well, then that's a wrap.
So that's a wrap
right
for
them. But
they about to get swept.
It's a weird year. because none of the big names are in the playoffs, which they should all probably retire at this point. They're just taking up salary cap.
Yeah. Still in max deals.
Or quit being greedy and take a little bit of less bread. Yeah,
I'm going to keep it real. I'm probably one of the biggest LeBron fans around. But, bro, if you want to win, take a pay cut.
Take a pay cut.
You can afford
it. Yeah, yeah. You made the money.
I shouldn't be counting another man's pocket. Yeah. I feel bad for even saying that. Right. But you could afford to take less of an NBA salary to allow your team to get better. Right. You can make money everywhere else.
A couple mil is not going to hurt your pocket.
I mean, I can't say that because if I was in that position, I would want all the mils too. But he's a billionaire.
But he's a billionaire. So you got to make up your mind. Do you want the money or do you want the ring?
Because you can't carry a whole team the whole season anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying his best.
But still putting up numbers though.
He's still I would say he's still top 15 in the league actively.
Dude, you put him with one of these young bucks.
I mean,
it could still happen.
But if you're taking $60 million a year, you can't put pieces around you.
What?
And AD's taking 55.
As far as his position goes, small forward. I mean, what small forwards out there you would even put ahead of him? As far as just that position,
you can't put any.
You know what I mean?
Still at 39. If you put
all the small fours together right now and you get to pick one, who are you really going to pick? You see what I'm saying? Are you really going to pass up a LeBron right now?
LeBron James.
No. Not at all.
I read an article today. It was a post online. I'm sorry, not an article. And they said, stop talking about longevity stats as a negative. Because just because you played 22 years doesn't mean you still average 27 points a game. Just because you played 22 years doesn't mean you average 8 rebounds a game. Doesn't mean you average, and they were saying all these different things, second team all NBA. Just because you played that many years doesn't mean you're going to get that.
Right.
He's still getting that after all these years. So don't say he's only doing this because he's played so many years. Well, he's still great.
Yeah.
He's still great. He's
still great. Yeah, still.
He's not good. He's still great. So it's amazing.
It is. It really is. And that's one thing I can't hate on a guy for that. It's the same way I felt about Tom Brady.
You're at the top.
Yeah, it's the same way I felt about Tom Brady. After a while, I had to stop hating on Tom Brady.
I had to shut the fuck up.
He really is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying LeBron's really the GOAT. He's a great, really, really, really great player. He's just not my GOAT.
Here's the only thing I'm going to ask you.
But he's the GOAT of his generation.
Yes, that's true.
And it's hard to compare generations.
That's undeniable.
Because Tom Brady is great and he won a lot of championships. But in football, it's even harder to say one player is the GOAT.
It's hard.
Because you only play one position.
You got people who don't even on the field the whole time. Joe Montana is the GOAT. Yeah. Never would lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah. People say Lawrence Taylor's the GOAT.
Right. You're not even on the field the whole time in football. So how can you say that? But if you don't think he's the GOAT because Michael Jordan is the GOAT, is it okay to just eliminate years from somebody's career and just only take the small sample size that we had? Because if you really want to put it in a vacuum, Jordan had the greatest 6-year span in sports history. I will not deny that. Sports history. But outside of those 6 years, what else?
Doesn't matter.
Nothing.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing.
Doesn't matter.
It has to matter.
No, it doesn't.
You have him.
Because
you have Scottie Pippen and you have Dennis Rodman.
Because
first team all defense
how many
in
finals?
The same year. But he didn't have no help. First team all defense, Scottie, Jordan, Rodman in the same year. But he didn't have no help.
No, we all see Last Dance.
If Jordan
had to make that happen.
If Jordan takes one of those teams he had during those 80s when he was struggling to at least a final, then I would have no, I wouldn't even be able to argue.
He couldn't
with you.
Even get out of the first round without Scottie.
Exactly.
And he got swept twice in the
you
first
round. See what I'm
round.
Saying? So
he
I wouldn't even be able to argue
a,
with
so
you.
So LeBron got swept. LeBron got swept in the conference finals. LeBron got swept in the finals. Jordan got swept in the first round twice, back to back years. But when he got to the finals, he wins. So losing in the first round is okay, but getting to the finals and losing is bad.
Hey, that happened to everybody.
That's not better.
It happened to everybody.
You didn't have a better season.
LeBron's lost in the first round.
You didn't. Yeah, he has.
I mean,
but
how many,
is that a better season?
How many times?
Is that a better season?
It doesn't matter. How many times?
It doesn't matter.
How many times has he went to the finals and lost? He's lost more
so
than he won.
So what's times so what's better?
You lost more finals than you won.
So what's better?
So you,
losing in the first round or losing in the last round?
I'd rather lose in the last round. But you,
so that means you had a better run, right?
Right, but you still got to win. You still got
to
win.
But what if
so
you're not
Jordan,
even good enough to compete the win?
So
now?
Jordan won so, 6 out of 15 years.
He went to the finals
He's,
6 out of 15
Bill Russell,
years.
Hey, Bill Russell.
I'm cool with that.
Bill Russell won more than him.
Hey.
Or was it Bill Russell?
Yeah, it's Bill Russell.
Won more than him, but he's not even considered it in the GOAT topic. So winning isn't the end-all be-all.
Because Bill Russell was literally the most dominant nigger in the league.
So why
literally,
isn't
like
he,
literally?
So
like,
why isn't he considered the
literally
GOAT?
The most dominant player in the whole league?
So why isn't he considered the GOAT
ever?
Do you really want
and
me?
And he
to
has more ever. Championships.
Do you really want me to say why?
Please, because I don't understand,
dude. Literally, everyone else was not that good to where today everyone is good.
Today,
everyone's
what about,
good.
What about 20 years ago?
No, when Bill
ago?
Russell played, it was nothing but
what about
fucking,
30 years ago?
How
there,
many?
There was, it was nothing but
how many Hall of Famers?
Ago? What about 30 years ago?
30 years? What, 30 years ago?
How mm-hmm. many Hall of Famers
did
Jordan face in the finals?
I heard Isaiah Thomas was on NBA radio today, and he said, you can say Wilt, Bill Russell, Kareem, Magic, Jordan. Everyone will say they're in your top 10, right? My team beat all of them. I had head-to-head. Head-to-head, I have more wins against Jordan. Magic and I split in the finals.
In my head, the glass just shattered for me.
Head-to-head.
The glass shattered
and
for
Isaiah
me.
And Isaiah was the best player on that team.
Yo, because he's right.
He's right.
He's right. He's right.
He's right.
There's no, yeah, you can't dance around that.
So.
Shit. Hey,
so
damn.
What are we talking
shattered,
about?
Shattered my dreams.
So what are we talking about? Because Jordan went to the finals and won 6, and he's undefeated in the finals, that doesn't make you the greatest.
Damn,
you had the greatest short. He had a great run.
The greatest
one of the greatest
ever.
Runs ever. But he couldn't do shit before Scottie came.
But this is my thing though, real quick. Jason.
For 7 years, he couldn't do shit.
But Detroit had a team though.
Real quick.
Had a better team.
Doesn't matter. If you're the greatest, you should beat them.
Hey, had a better team.
You're the greatest,
and
they
was whooping niggas' ass. Literally.
And even when he was in college, let's talk about that. He wasn't even the best player on that team. He had the shot, but he wasn't the best player on that team.
No.
So let's not forget. See, the problem is with our generation, we don't like to let shit go. We run movies back. Little Mermaid. All these movies, we don't let shit go, our generation.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucked up. So we'll never let go of Jordan's legacy. So you'll fight tooth and nail to downplay anything LeBron's doing live action because you're afraid that it might hurt Jordan's legacy.
No, Jordan's legacy is cemented.
And that's what happens. But LeBron's legacy is not cemented.
It's cemented. But
because he got swept last year in the conference finals, and that hurt his legacy.
It's just
in
not,
a lot of people's eyes.
It's not
right?
better than Jordan,
right?
So.
That hurt a lot. That hurt his legacy in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah.
Getting swept in the conference finals.
Yeah.
But getting swept in the first round doesn't matter.
Yeah, that matters.
Jordan did it twice, back to back years.
Hey, it happens.
It happens.
Hey, it happens. You know, I'd rather it happen to me twice and then not. If that happened to me twice and I got a chance to go to six finals, hey, then so be it. And if I win those six finals and I just got swept twice and in the first round.
And then we completely forget about the Washington Wizards years.
Yeah, because
talk about Jordan.
Yeah, shit don't matter.
Yeah, because it just don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because he was younger than LeBron is now.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter?
It doesn't matter.
But that's the thing. That's what you Jordan
it
folks.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever Jordan does wrong doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter?
Because he proved everything he had to prove. He didn't have nothing to prove coming to the Wizards.
Wow.
He was just trying to help them. He didn't have nothing to prove. It was about helping them because they were trash.
Did you hear what you're saying?
So just a quick,
they were trash.
So just a Do you quick, hear what you're saying?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, so just a quick stat that no one seems to ever want to bring up because it's not in support of Jordan's GOAT debate. The year that he retired, they were the third seed in the playoffs. Jeez. I mean, you're just one player away from a championship. Jordan. I mean, the team, you're basically getting.
They went to the Eastern Conference
so
Finals.
So that's a third seed. Is
they won 56 regular season games.
You're a third seed without the GOAT.
When LeBron leaves,
some GOAT.
They can't win 35 games.
I'm just saying, some GOAT.
They can't go 500 when LeBron leaves.
You're the third seed.
Hey.
You're the Golden State Warriors without Durant. Then Durant comes.
Wow.
Of course you're going to win the chip, bro. What do you think is going to happen?
Did you ever watch 40-Year-Old Virgin?
You're the
Virgin?
Third seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when his boss comes up to him in his ear, she goes, wow. Think about that. 56 games in the regular season. Eastern Conference Finals with Scotty and them.
Put this Jordan's, in perspective.
Jordan's playing baseball.
Mm-hmm. Who's the best?
In the minor leagues, mind you. Going, batting 200.
Who's the best? Who would you say is the best? Is there arguably? So right,
Jordan made Scotty that killer. He made him like that.
Then what did Scotty do when he went to San Antonio?
I don't know.
Nothing.
So think about this.
I don't know.
So,
but he already did it with the Bulls without Jordan, so it doesn't matter.
Put the best player in basketball right now.
Did Jordan win without Scotty
on the third seed?
Ever.
Do they win a chip?
Ever. In his prime. Ever.
It's hard to say.
Did Jordan get out of the first round without Scotty?
No.
That's my question, JT.
Wow. Jordan never got out of the first round without Scotty. Scotty made it to the Eastern Conference Finals without Jordan. So, hold on.
I'm going to kill your argument.
Give me three seconds.
A little clarification. I think it was the second round, though. It was the semi-conference, but it was still
Eastern Conference Finals. Jordan never made it out of the first round without Scotty. Scotty made it further than Jordan without Jordan.
Where did Scotty get drafted to?
What are you talking about?
Was Scotty drafted to the Bulls or was he drafted somewhere else?
I think he was drafted to the Bulls.
Okay. Now, let's take that. He was drafted to the Bulls.
Okay.
LeBron.
We're not talking about LeBron. We're talking about Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
I understand that, but
this has nothing to do with LeBron. So listen, women
was able to
say why you can't keep a man without talking about men.
Wait, what?
Say why you can't keep a man without blaming men. Women. You didn't see that post? Women. Say why you can't keep a man without blaming men. They can't do it. So say your argument without bringing up LeBron because we're not talking about LeBron.
Okay.
You can't do it.
So my argument for that is simple. I'm 6-6.
Yeah, it was a conference semis.
I'm 6-6.
But they still won 55 games
without
the GOAT.
Every time I've been to the dance, I've won it. Regardless of who's on my team.
Have you always been the favorite?
Your team
have you always been the top
55
seed?
Games?
No.
They were the underdogs ever in the finals?
Bro, your team
no.
55 games.
No.
Mm,
no, they weren't.
That first final.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
No, they weren't.
Because
that first final, who'd they play?
Seattle, I think.
Was it Seattle or Houston?
I don't remember, but they weren't the underdog.
I think they might have been. If they played Houston, I think they might have been the underdog. They might have been.
Google's a hell of a drug. We can look it up. But anyways, we know what Scotty did without. We know what Scotty did without Jordan.
What is it? Like, what are you doing, Jack?
We know what Scotty did without Jordan. We don't want to talk about what Jordan did without Scotty. Because that's not allowed. Because his legacy was cemented. His legacy was cemented.
It is cemented. He only played 6 years.
Hey, his legacy is cemented because, hey, people say, I want to play like Mike, not like Scotty. And as a matter of fact, Mike got all the ammo to end Scotty. You know what? That's why my son fucked your wife.
Because I don't have nothing else to say. I gotta send my son to fuck your wife because you hurt me that bad. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. That's what he feels like. Yeah. Jordan couldn't win without Scotty in the NBA. It's proven.
I don't know, man.
He didn't win before him. He didn't win after him.
Nobody did.
It's proven.
Other than Robert Horry.
Proven.
Horry's the only one that won after.
It's a fact.
They don't want to say that. Only 6 years. So Jordan played 6 years. I'll leave it at that. He played 6 years.
He won three, left, and came back and won three more. That alone should say something.
He rested.
I mean, when your team
he
is running.
Rested?
When your
He's
team
playing baseball.
Is winning 55 you know, you, games without
you. Play
you.
Baseball?
No.
It's not
you
that
You never
hard.
Play baseball. You don't do shit. Unless you're pitching, you're not doing shit most of the game. Let's keep it real.
I mean, yeah.
Unless you're pitching, you ain't doing
you
shit
You ain't
most
doing
of the
shit.
Game. You're chilling. You might get the ball hit to you three or four times a game.
55 games is not
and
that
And you
hard.
Bat three times in 3 hours. That's 4 minutes of action in three
in
hours.
In 3 hours. Well, guys, that concludes our episode for today.
How many episodes we got in this inbox?
Oh man, we're what for the season?
Or all together? Both seasons.
Oh man, we're
like 16, 17, 22.
We might be up in the 20s.
In the 20s?
Might be.
The only thing that matters is six of them. So people in the audience only listen to six episodes because the other 14 don't matter.
See for the record, I'm picking.
You know what? I see what you're doing. I see how you did that.
Only listen to six. Six consecutive.
You know what? That was smooth, JT. That was smooth. You know
or
what?
Would you rather listen to all 20? We might have lost here and there, but you're going to get a lot of content.
But you're
going to
get
episodes.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of shit in those episodes.
And you know, in some of the episodes I ain't in. Some of them I am. Some Megs ain't in. Some she is. You know what I'm saying?
So, hey.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to check it out and see what we're talking about. We might be talking about some crazy shit. But also, yo, I got this shit coming up. It's called Press Box.
Press Box.
You know, you might want to check it out this August,
it's
September.
Close.
It is getting close.
That
it's getting
hard.
Close.
OTA started, so like
yeah,
the sports seasons are starting.
Also, if you happen to be a former athlete, you know, college.
Above the high school level.
Yeah, above a high school level. And, you know, you want to do some commentary with us, please reach out to my email. That's feralmo@nbcnewsradio.com. And, you know, we can get something going on. And, I would love to have you on the show, and we can, you know, do what we need to do. Also, you know what? If you happen to be you know what? I guess, you know, I won't. Yeah, because I forget that this is this gets out to a wide, it gets out to a wide
worldwide
audience. So the people that I might need to have some input on it might not hear it correctly. But if you happen to be a former athlete at the college or pro level, and you want to do some commentary, hey, reach out to me. Like I said again, Ferromo at NBCNewsRadio.com, and we can chop it up and do what we need to do. I want to thank my man Deech for coming in and thank chopping you, it up with us.
Thank you, Deech.
Yes, sir. You know, and, you know, we'll be... Hey, Worldwide Eats. Go to Worldwide Eats. It's in Washington, PA. As my
plug
your shit.
Yeah, you know,
bomb food.
Worldwide Eats. That's with a Z. You can find us at the Washington Crown Center Mall. That's 1500 West Chestnut Street, Suite 636, Washington, PA 15301. We got a big sign up front. Can't miss it. Worldwide Eats. Make sure you check that out. You know, we got the exotic foods like frog legs, alligator. We got burgers, we got tacos, funnel cakes. Man, we about to do the brunch all day thing. You just gotta check us out. You know what I mean? We are on Google. We're 4.5 on Google. We're on
DoorDash.
Yes, we're on DoorDash. Where we got a Facebook page that we use primarily for our marketing, so make sure you follow us on Facebook. That's Worldwide, one word, Eats with a Z, EATZ. Follow us, like us, stay updated what we got going on, check us out, and yeah, look out for that new EP coming too. Also, Free the Bros 2 is out.
He's not just a business owner,
man,
he's a content
music
creator.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an artist.
Yes, sir.
My man does his thing.
What's the name of the EP?
The
new one. What's the... You working on something?
Yeah. The, so
are we talking about it or no?
Yeah. So okay. I ain't got the... I think I'm going to go with 10 Tones.
Just brainstorming.
Because I already got the... album cover. I was just trying to figure out if I wanted to use that or want to go with something fresh. But I think I'm going to just go with 10 Tones.
Okay.
Keep it like that. You know what I mean? It's going to be 7 songs on there. You know,
so it's not for the Keefy D's of the world.
Nah.
Brother Love, come show some love.
Nah, this is, you know, this is strictly for the streets. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I do. My music strictly for the streets. You know what I mean? But in that same sense, the streets don't define you. You feel what I'm saying? There's more than to the streets. You know, that because you're from it, that because you lived it, don't mean you gotta let it dictate what you do in life or your decisions. You know, I talk about it, that's just because that's what I know and that's what, you know, I've been accustomed to pretty much my whole life. And I like talking about it. You know what I mean? I like venting. That's a way of getting my thoughts and my feelings out there without having to go to a therapist or a counselor. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's like writing a book. I mean, artists write books about their experiences. That doesn't mean that that's your whole life. That doesn't mean that it's what defines you now.
Right.
Just because you've experienced it, just because you have a good understanding of it, doesn't mean that's who you are today.
Exactly.
And I'm proud of just, you know, because learning about your story over these last few years, it's amazing to see where you came from, what you've been through, and what you're doing now. So, like, big ups to you.
Thank you.
Proud of you for
Thank
that.
You. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thank y'all for tuning in with us. And, hey, it's Memorial Day. It's about to be Memorial Day weekend, so y'all be safe out there. Eat some good food. Celebrate. And, you know, it's getting warm out there, yo. Get some sun. You know what I'm saying? Swim in the pool. Do something with your family. You know,
wash your ass too.
Definitely do that because I don't want to smell you. You know what I'm saying?
And don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Your life ain't worth it.
Catch an Uber. The Uber's always smoother.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, check us out next time. Peace.
The Inbox.
Deech Wade, let's get it.
Oh,
pretty guys, look.
Just got a call from my nigga in the prison getting short.
Fresh.
We don't pray, but we should, cause he bout to see the board. Spank the witness, losing trial, that's just something we can't afford. You ain't a rat, read your paperwork, I'm curious like George. Anyway, I ain't feeling all these pussies acting hard. How you gangster went upstate, you were scared to go to yard. Bro was itching.
a broad day right there on the boulevard. Yeah, too many dreams, I'm about to catch me one. Cuz holding up the trophy, we already won. Double park, I'm in a rush, I let the Chevy run. OG out in these streets, but I'm forever young. Yeah, roll me up a finger, we got Sherry with us. White boy, act like Tommy, ain't no Jerry's with us. All my niggas fight their cases, ain't no scaries with us. They don't never come outside, but they swear they hit us. I can't hang around you niggas that be broke, that shit contagious. We do what the hell we want, and that's why they fucking hate. Traffic like it's rush hour, probably pissing off my neighbors. Early mornings having small talk with my banker, trying to make it out the streets, going crazy on these beats. Swear I'm married to the game, you couldn't pay me not to cheat. I was locked down in a hole where the days felt like weeks. What you know about going to y'all, broken raisin your sneaks. Nowadays everybody real, or maybe it's just me, winning by the little crypto, getting paid while I'm asleep. You won't ever see me with them, it's a fact they the police. Fucking rats, they never practice what they preach. Pussy, let's get it.
Wiz, what up? Twan, what up? Said these niggas was fucking with us.
Let's get it. Oh, you thought I was done? I'm on they necks. I ain't innocent in threats, I'ma do me until I'm buried. Shooters with me in they 30s, acting like they Stephen Curry. You can stop by at the shop, get you a shirt or get some curry. Might have fell a few times, but ask the jails, I'm pretty sturdy. Snitches this man in songs, they wanna dap me up in person. Couldn't get me out the street, so then they fuck me for a murder. Couple niggas couldn't hold up, had to kick him out my circle. Yeah, he'll boot up, but he hanging with a rat, Ninja Turtle. How you lace up for a bitch, but you won't ride out for your man. Shoot your right hand with that thunder, no you did. Was hit the ground. Long live Nook and free my guys that's in the can. Know some steppers, they don't dance. Keep exotic in my glands. Own you, everything on us, bitch, you know the brand. Rome bailed, then he ran. Heard he living off the land. Had to cut some niggas off, a few I knew since the sand. Too much time stuck in that cell, so I had to switch the plan. They gon' keep it on the net, cause they know that he got hands in the field since a team. But believe me, we ain't playing. Piss me off, I sit you down. In my city, it go down. Got shit to do, can't piss around. Miss my grandma, bitch, she proud. Pray for bro, he going to trial. I remember going to chow, stomach empty on the ground. The streets calling, pocket down. With my shoes, won't walk a mile. Snapping out, can't calm me down. You only do what they allow. Just boost some meds, I look like y'all. Can't break the code, I took a vow. Walked out the booth, I took a bow. They pitching coke right off the mound. You think you king, shoot off this crown. Thugger since a juvenile, living legend in my town. Ask around, they gon' say that he went up and held his down. Yeah. Crisis, nigga. You know what the fuck it is? Free the bros, Smitty, fresh, bro, God. This shit light work. Z-Lo, rich, strong, cities, Jack. Yeah, June. And JT, man, we in this bitch making history. Yeah. R.I.P. Nook. The long live Nook. All out production. Long live Price. We gonna end the year right, man. 2021. Hey, yo, when I wins, what up, nigga?
Ball out.